minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas, coming.
Happy birthday, homie.
For me?
Yeah. Happy birthday, homeboy.
For me?
Yeah. Make a wish.
Chicken in the corn, and the corn can't grow, mama. Yeah, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Now, 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 chicken in the corn.
Bro, why you want me to die? I ain't talking about happy birthday.
Birthday, homie.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, homeboy.
For me, yeah. Make a wish. nigga, the fall he makes.
That nigga, because you gotta go. Because the fall is a up.
Yes, it's a
165th episode of Blurreds in the Hood. With me, your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
And the swacky blurred ones today, Marshall.
We are celebrating this birthday. We, just in case you didn't know, we're celebrating.
Happy birthday, homie.
For me?
Yeah. Happy birthday, homeboy.
For me?
Yeah. Make a wish.
No more chicken corn. No, we're done with that.
Well, shit.
It's when you've been to what it was. I meant to delete that.
Well,
this is the show. It's the show. This is going to be one of those shows I see, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all, everybody listened on Tuesday. Everybody listened to podcast feeds. All those are updated. Spotify now has it. We're supposed to, we can make video podcasts through Anchor and put this whole thing up. That's the purpose of it being on YouTube, nigga. Just come back and watch
it. He do better, man. Stop it!
You the one started singing. I think it was that you singing. It might as well let me. Be don't boom don't blah da blah da da blah da blah da. Re don't boom don't blah da blah da da. Lu don't boom don't blah da. Re don't boom don't blah da. Ru don't boom don't blah da blah da.
More do you want from me? Oh my God. Can you just not?
Fair. You just won't. All right. Thank you, everybody. Tuesday. We appreciate y'all. You're here. Winston.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
worried about my sciatica. I guess that's what happens.
Well, shit.
Like, bro, I went for my run today, and I got about halfway through the run, and my lower back said,
This bitch.
And so the rest of it, I was like, do I stop? I'm like, no, I need to finish the run. And I did, but nigga, when I tell you that I got home and the Amazon packages were on the ground, I went to pick them up and said, nope, they're going to stay there for a little bit.
This nigga started kicking him with his feet like he playing soccer. Like, we're going
to kick him the whole way. I eventually got enough to pick him up, and I was like, let me take the elevator. I turned over and took the elevator up one floor.
That nigga walked to the stairs and was like,
nigga, no.
Like, literally, as I was approaching the stairs, my back went to me.
More do you want from me?
Like, and so I was like, fine, I will take the elevator. But man, it's been good, man. I'm excited about tomorrow. It's going to be a good time. You know, the whole weekend's going to be fucking sick. I cannot wait for that, man. I am very excited to be able to spend a weekend going on vacation with you, let alone the whole crew, man. Like, we haven't had a chance to, like, go somewhere as, like, homies. So I'm excited for that. The homie just told me he got the hookup for the strip club tomorrow. He'll get us a table there so we don't have to pay to get in. We just, they're like, they'll hook us up as far as, like, they'll try and hook us up with cheaper drinks and stuff. They're like, and there's no minimum, but they're like, if you get this table, y'all do need to be throwing some ones. And I was like, that's fine. I could throw some ones. So that's fine. But I am the one. Jay could throw one. A solitary one. Like, they pick the same one up and throw it at a different strip.
Ma'am, come here, ma'am. Stop reading serial numbers. Ma'am, stop reading the serial numbers.
You ain't shit, bro. So I'm just very excited about this trip. And you know, other than that,
sponsored by Blue Chew. I'm sorry, I don't know what I can.
Blue Chew need to make a sciatica pill, bro. It's like, look, we know your ass trying to get it in. Let's also help that lower back. just your whole everything waist down is just sponsored by Blue Chew.
Nigga just stiff as shit, just walking.
But yeah, man, it's gonna be a good night, man. So I'm essentially doing this. I'm doing flicking the reel for episode 4 of Hawkeye tonight, after the show at about 7:30.
You goddamn right. Shouts out to Danielle Jordan. J-Man the Pretty Most was Obby Rass motherfucker.
Some like, J-Bucks? You about to usher this shit, nigga?
I'm about to usher, nigga. I have my face on everybody.
Don't get me fucking banned from this club, nigga. Literally, when the girls pick it up and come back, who the fuck is Jay Washington? Jay out here looking like. Man,
dollar. I need that dollar back, please.
I need that solitary dollar back, please. So yeah, it'll be good, man. I'm super, super looking forward to it. I'm excited about next week as well, because next week, obviously, we got Spider-Man dropping, which will be dope. You know, getting close to the holiday season and things like that. So all around, it's vacation in about 2.5 hours. I am officially on vacation. So I don't look like that smell good.
I burped up celery juice.
Whew. Ew. God damn, nigga. That sounds awful.
Stop it. Get some help.
Just my bottle of celery juice.
Did you go to Costco recently or something?
No, nigga. Aldi.
Oh, because Costco sells that too, that same size, for pretty cheap too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so. But yeah, that's pretty much me, man. I'm thank you so much. I see already in the comments all the birthday wishes and the well wishing. I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, just we have a good time, man. So with that, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Man, my computer froze. All I heard was Mr. J. Washington, and I didn't hear shit else afterwards. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I don't. I don't know. Right.
Which, by the way, before you go, Kristen, as you can see, vacation. Vacation Kristen is the funniest Kristen because it literally kicks in the minute she gets home from work. She gave me vacation, which as Jay could hear when she came in because she bought some wigs for the trip. And she was like, my wigs is here. So it's going to be a good time, man. But please, as you were.
I've been doing tongue exercises all weekend. So I've been doing push-ups off my tongue. I feel like if I'm going to Vegas, I don't know. I guess it's going to be used. I don't know. I'm talking shit.
Not if you're throwing J-Bucks, nigga. There ain't no stripper going to go home with you throwing J-Bucks.
I don't want to take no stripper home. I want to make sure I got nothing. I don't. I ain't got. Let me tell you something. I got bills. Anyway, I got bills. Nigga. I got bills and responsibilities.
It was the last part. I got bills and responsibilities.
I got responsibilities. I got a chance to do some stuff again with Network today. Did a couple drops for them. It was cool. Got a chance to talk with Ron English. He was a great artist. He makes some great dope work. So talk to him. Been trying to figure out what I'm going to pack. So I'm like looking at, so for anyone who knows me, when I pack to go anywhere, I have OCD when it comes to packing. So I overpack. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, what do I need? What should I bring? So I'm like, I'm literally was telling Winston before we went on air, I'm packing all my jackets. Like I'm packing like two leather packing my two leather motorcycle jackets, packing a couple of my bomber jackets. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, I get my jeans.
One leather jacket, pack two bomber jackets. You don't need to bring every single one of all your shit.
A partridge in a pear tree. I realize I don't own. I'm definitely packing my 100% eat ass shirt. That's probably gonna be my strip club shirt. Why not, nigga? Just, you know what?
It's no judgment. I'm just laughing because I'm watching you walk into a strip club with something that literally says 100% eat ass.
Man, I just cleaned off a couple of my masks, like my LED mask. I cleaned them bitches off to bring them forward.
I should bring my LED mask. And it's going to be cold, nigga, so it's perfect. It'll fucking keep your ass
warm. The Gator one? Kept us
too hot, yeah.
Bring the Venom one, nigga.
I don't know the Venom one.
Oh, I do. I got both of them. I got the Venom and Optimus.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
And so I took out my garbage because I didn't want to leave garbage in here for 3 days and I don't want shit to rise on my garbage can like Jesus.
Also, Blue Girl out here tongue exercises with the devil face.
Hell yeah. Listen. So sometimes you got to make sure, like, if you use your tongue a lot, you got to go,
Well, the other thing you got to do, you got to get weight resistance in there, bro. So like, you got to try and balance it and then lift it up and down and up and down. Exactly.
I want to break my shot glass.
Here, look, I'm going to use the damn it.
But
Jordan, do something else. That's all we want. All
right, let's get this show cracking. Let's get it going. You want to show birthday love? You already know what the deal is. Streamlabs.com/blurs/tip. Cash App, Venmos, all the good shit. Okay, is that there? Yes. All right, I know what we're doing for the first story. I didn't put
real quick before you do it. Just some quick advice. Just because it said this is interesting to me. I'll do this one outside of the Streamlabs. Paige says, "Hey neighborhood, I need advice. I have a customer who makes me feel uncomfortable, and I told him to go away, but he came back."
Punch him in the dick.
Nigga!
Punch him square in the dick.
I mean, that's an option.
Punch him, put your fist, make this knuckle go square in the middle of his pee hole, and then huh!
That's certainly an option. I would say also tell a manager, you know, if you want to go the slightly lowered level, but... Okay. I mean, it is what it is.
All right, Jay. This is why. You can punch this nigga in the dick, and if you hit him hard enough, he'll go. Hit a nigga so hard. Then he'll leave you alone.
I hate you.
So, Juicy was found guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, Juicy was found guilty. Well, the cold right, so
Hold on. Take the photo down. Roxy wanted to give me a FaceTime call in the middle of blurs. What's up, girl? It's all good. Roxy, you excited?
This is how I know Roxy doesn't love me. Roxy don't even ever call me. You know,
no. She did it because she just sent me a message. So we get in the full world goes.
Hold on. I gotta try to be cuter than I'm being right now. Hold on. Hold on. I have new hair and shit, so I gotta try to be cute.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. She went and got her hair did for Vegas, man.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm better.
Let's mess that hair up.
I did. No, I did.
Repeat what the fuck I said, nigga.
Jay says, okay. I'll repeat it. Calm the fuck down. Jay says, this weekend, we gonna mess that hair up. So that's the whole.
Send me a link and I'll just pop in and talk with you guys for a second.
You're not a blur.
It's my birthday, nigga. She can come in here for 30 seconds. It's not that big a deal. I'm gonna send it. Ooh, Jay, would you like to repeat what you said, nigga?
What did he say?
I said I want you to come.
He said, please come on the show, please.
No, I'm done. You got my text. We'll talk later. Bye.
I know. I'm going to send you the link. You know you done fucked up, right?
Say the goddamn blur.
Bruh. Like, what are you doing?
I thought we were going to try to stay professional.
What is not professional about? We'll get to this fucking nigga talking about, hey, aren't you that from Empire? Like, you know what I'm saying? We'll get to that, all right? Where Juicy.
Bring Roxy in.
I am. I'm doing it right now. You're going to be on an apology tour, nigga.
Nigga, I'm going to get my nipples out real quick. Hold on for a second.
What the fuck?
You bringing Roxy in here. These nipples and shoulders is coming out.
Nigga,
all I've been drinking is celery juice. I'm not even just, you know what?
It's all good. You good? You good, playboy? What just happened?
Hey, I have a question for y'all. Don't y'all want to get the birthday boy fucked up before his birthday? Because if you do, you're $20 away from getting him fucked up already. Just so y'all know.
Man, and I was trying to wait to drink till tomorrow.
You are $20 away from getting this nigga fucked up.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Hey, Roxy. Hi, Roxy. I heard that too.
That was so fucked up. I mean,
here's what I said. I'm going to tell you what I said on the show. No. I said, Roxy ain't a blur. But then I was like, yo, Roxy. But then this is what, let me finish.
I guess I'm technically not a blur. I guess
yeah, that's, true. Understand that's true. I mean, at least you ain't trying to culturally appropriate like I can be.
And she adjourned. Like, you're right. She's adjourned, man. Yeah. She's adjourned. She's a Jewish nerd. She adjourned.
True.
Okay, nigga, there's a song that goes, you're a jerk. You're a jerk. So my brain is like, what the fuck do you mean?
Well, Roxy, since you decided to come in right now, guess what you have
everybody! Is that what we're in the middle of? Wait.
We just ended up with the donation, yeah. So thank you much to Alberto Rios that pushed us over the edge.
Oh, that's fine. All right, I'll join the club.
Hold on. I'll just figure out which one I want to do. Hey, look, we rotate the card.
You genuinely brought the cart over.
Yeah, got the cart over. Let's go ahead and do this shit, baby.
Baby.
Do this shit, bitch. Listen, we're celebrating the Swaggy Bird's birthday, and so we're going to try to have a professional show, but Winston's an asshole, and he likes to be an alcoholic, so I figured I might as well fall.
Don't say these things.
Not in public. Hey, nigga, my jug is almost done.
Nigga, my jug almost done too. You can see the liquid. Look at the liquid splash.
That's the weirdest looking.
Nice, Roxy.
Well, you said I had to, and so I'm trying to impress you guys before the weekend.
Oh, listen, Roxy. Excuse me. Shut the fuck up, Winston. Let me go ahead and mute this nigga real quick. Listen, Roxy. You impressed me on Saturday when I saw you, so I just want you to know.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, I'll answer that.
This is what's going on in our girls' chat right now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 30 degrees outside. It's going to be 30 degrees. Correct. I want to wear pants. Everybody's you have to wear a dress.
Kristen and Tia are also wearing pants.
They will be leather and they will be tight, but they will be pants.
Yeah, that's fine. It's 30 degrees outside. I don't blame you.
I ain't wearing a draw.
But Steph is like...
Steph was saying what?
Well, shit.
Steph is all about what?
Yes, she's all about mini dress. And I just don't know that. I did it for fucking 18 years in Boston. It's too cold.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I would say in that regard is either A, because a lot of the things we're going to be doing are going to be inside, so that we could always take an Uber over there real quick and call it a day.
That's what she said.
But also B, because it's not like we're going to be on the physical strip being like, woo, Vegas, woo. So like, it really just depends on what you're like. Look, I ain't following you. Like you said, if you're wearing tight leather pants, that could be just as illuminating as a mini dress. So I think it's whatever makes the most sense.
Look, you from Boston? I'm from Chicago. I'm like, let's go. A nigga get a chance to shine in 30-degree weather. Show y'all what this thick shoulders and back is made of. I've been doing all these tongue exercises for a reason. Take this shot.
He's look at him. He's so excited. He never goes on vacation. He is so excited. Y'all remember like 2 weeks ago, it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to go. I don't even know if I'm going to do it. But Jay Washington don't take breaks. I ain't got no friends. I ain't going. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yeah. I should have just let fucking this nigga say it.
Nigga, what is you talking about?
So it's going to be on and popping. I'm very excited about this, man.
I'm really excited, too. And you deserve it, honey. Everybody's showing up for you. I've literally never heard of this in my whole life. What you are doing is an anomaly.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's crazy. Everybody wants to see you. Wait, who am I going to know? Am I going to know anybody?
You're going to know. UAM what, Kristen? I didn't know what you said. But
wearing pants. She's saying I am wearing pants, I think.
Oh, I thought, yeah. I think she's wearing pants. I think she said that. But anyway, whatchamacallit. So there's a couple different things. You'll know, obviously, Jay. You'll obviously know your girls. You'll know Chandru. Know Kristen.
What are you doing?
I'm adding shit up.
He's adding up to see if we have to take another one.
Because I think we might.
But you'll know Chandru, you'll know Kasra, you'll know I believe you know.
Everybody!
I think Kristen's working out, otherwise I'd invite her to join us right now. I had to get one last workout in today, Roxy. Yeah, because we're gonna be doing some debaucherous shit, and I was like, I ain't gonna be working out this weekend.
I walked down Hollywood Boulevard because I went to lunch after I had to do one of my shoots in Hollywood, and then I waited because I had to kill time, so I was walking around. But not only was I just walking, I was walking in Timberlands, nigga. So like, I was making sure I was getting the workout in.
Jimmy, motherfucker. Fucking nails, that's my nigga, but fuck.
Everybody!
Okay, hold fast, nigga.
I didn't even know this was going to be the way the night was turning. I didn't know either.
I still got to do one more show after this show.
No, you don't. Not no more, nigga.
Yo, it's okay.
I'm leaving you guys, but I'll see you tomorrow. So much love.
We'll see you tomorrow, girl. When you get in.
Hey, I will see you tomorrow. Acknowledge me. I'm not feeling love from you right now.
So, first of all.
She said, acknowledge me.
All right, look at Lil Roman Reigns. Let me tell you something. So, this is how this is going to go. I'm just going to look at the camera and look directly at you. So you came in here and said everybody's about to show him love for his birthday, which they truly are. This is tomorrow's his birthday. It's his day. Everybody's coming out for him. Fair. My birthday happened. Niggas was like, well, it's still a pandemic. And I was like, I got it. And it's still a pandemic now. But here's the thing. Acknowledging you, I always have. I just don't want you to, I just don't like being, feel like sometimes I feel like I'm ignored. So I will always acknowledge you in more ways than seven. So we can talk about that more in Vegas. Okay. Now, see you later, Rox.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
All right, y'all. So what are we talking about? That nigga Juicy.
Oh, we gotta take McNasty. The second one though.
Let's take, the second one. Take the second shot, and then we gotta talk about Juicy McNasty.
So that's two. We owe one.
Roxy joins.
Okay, that rushing.
So, yep. And then about 20. So what? 25, 20. All right, go for it again.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to get the run sheet to open up. I have it right here.
Oh, you didn't have it open?
No, I had it open. I just had to, you know how you got to have the different tabs and shit like that.
Yeah.
So Juicy Smouye was found guilty. Now, a Chicago jury has found Juicy guilty today on five felony charges, which included lying to the police about the alleged hate crime attack on the former Empire actor back in early 2019. Now, Smouye was found innocent, though, of making a false police report in the days after the so-called assault and that he was the victim of an aggravated battery. Juicy faces a sentence of up to 3 years behind
bars. You're really not going to call him Jesse. You're going to call him Juicy the whole time, aren't you?
You got to let me give a quick over. And, come on. My goddamn computer is acting stupid. Juicy faces a sentence of up to 3 years in prison and a $25,000 motherfucking. I need my computer. Hello, am I here or am I frozen?
They can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, I can't do anything real quick. My fucking computer is acting stupid, so I got to stop. You know how you got to stop touching everything? Like when your mama said, don't touch shit.
Yeah, yo, no, it's all good. So, I mean, here's the one thing that I find very funny about this whole situation, especially now that he's guilty. First of all, Jay and I talked about this before the show. Here's the difference between people on the right and... Well, I would actually just say the difference between like a grown-ass adult, a grown man, and children. And a lot of people on the right tend to be children. When this happened, obviously because it was a hate crime, obviously because I have family connections to the Smollett family and all that kind of stuff, I was the first one to be like, this is fucking awful. Like, I hope they catch these motherfuckers and all that kind of shit, right? I was wrong. A lot of people were wrong, but I was wrong. I was one of them that said, yo, we need to defend him. He didn't lie about this, etc. I was incorrect about that. This nigga clearly lied about that shit, and he deserves to go to jail for doing that. So for that, I
everybody!
It really is vacation already, huh?
They are coming in through my Cash App. And
it's all good. So we got two more to do. After we finish this story, we can take the next one. But that's all I'm saying is that it takes a real adult, a real man, a real woman to admit when you're fucking wrong. And in this case, I was wrong about this shit. So
also, he was fucking one of the niggas. Oh, let me say something too. He testified that he was with the dude smoking weed, doing cocaine, and they beat off each other. Then this nigga beat him. Nigga, you need to just let all the nigga. What? When has anybody ever done cocaine, weed,
I will just say this. Now, what's really funny, and someone beat me to the punch. Someone beat me to the punch. But at the very beginning of Empire, there's this ridiculous scene where Lucius walks in to see Jamal Lyon dressed in Cookie's clothes, and he picks that little nigga up and goes and puts him in the trash. Now, as far as that goes, that is by far extremely homophobic and bigoted. But as far as what we have now found out about this nigga making up hate crimes, it almost felt like a foreshadowing in the sense that this nigga, people know this about me. The thing that upsets me more than anything is when people cry wolf, when a marginalized group cries fucking wolf. Because you know how much harder it is now for people to believe that there are racist people out here beating on motherfuckers, that there are homophobic people out here beating on motherfuckers. You literally made things worse for the two minority demographics that you were a part of. So, sir, with that, Godspeed. We'll see what your sentence ends up ultimately being and whatnot, but I wipe my hands of it, bro. I was wrong, and here we are.
It's... You know, his lawyers tried to...
Yo, Joseph Ashley hit that shit on rhythm. What's love but a stroke in hand and motion? Joseph Ashley with the boars.
I mean, it's just... you can lie about a lot of things, right? But I think you need to do some research about the lie you're going to make so it sounds believable. Like, let's say this had been like maybe the summer or fall in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He might have got a little bit close to having people believe him. And when I say a little, I mean a very little. First of all, to say that they were like, that's that egg nigger from Empire. You know, random white people out there, that's homophobic and that racist.
The only reason I believed it at the time is purely because Empire was on Fox. And the two networks that seem to pull middle America the most are Fox and CBS. That's it. But if we're being really honest about that, you're exactly right. There's not a single redneck that's going to be like, I'm going to watch. None of them are looking at us and go, I'm going to study.
Yeah, but I'm going to learn. But what you don't understand is, again, you can try to say that because of Fox, it doesn't matter. But that neighborhood is a whole different ballgame. Where that neighborhood is at, Streeterville, Jimmy Nails can tell you, and anybody else in here in the neighborhood from Chicago will tell you, Streeterville not only has its money, and it's a lot, and not just celebrities. We're talking high-powered doctors, lawyers, dentists, et cetera, et cetera. There is money there, which means the police presence in that neighborhood is constant. The rotating patrols, they're overlapping. So people were trying to say that, and like everybody was like, nigga, no. So let's go ahead and take this next one. Let's do this.
Oh, sweet black baby Jesus. Thank you. This is three.
We need one more.
I promise you, all this shit is essentially going to the craps table. It's going to Top Golf. It's going to the Scripples. I appreciate each and every one of you.
We're doing Top Golf? Did you make the reservation? Yeah.
No, I didn't make the reservation because everybody was freaking out about it, which is funny. At the end of the day, it'll probably end up being, depending on what happens, it actually wouldn't have been that bad. But what we're going to do is we're just going to go early. I'll get up early and go so y'all don't have to, but we're just going to try and get it and then have the bays at noon. We just won't have a guaranteed thing that we have to spend. That's all.
Makes sense.
So that was it. You either guarantee you're good or you just show up and hope you can get there. Like, you know, if we show up and we're like, you're like 12th on the list, good luck, then we might be fucked.
But if you're with people, if you're with a group, does that, I'm confused how it works.
Think of it like a restaurant. If you do a reservation, you're guaranteed to have your shit, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't do a reservation, you show up, you're like, put my name on the list, and then you got to wait until it happens. And in this case, if we just end up getting there and then it never happened, like, I'll find out when I show up in the morning on Saturday. If they're like, yo, nigga, you might be waiting until 7 or 8, then I might say, fuck it, and we'll call an audible. But, you know, that's essentially what we're doing. So, all right, I missed that third one. Let me take it right now. Oh, sweet black baby Jesus, I need water.
I too, and I feel like these shots just kicked in quick.
Very fast, because I also was just working out, so I'm just like...
My shit just kicked in, because I just felt this third one hit me like, nigga. All right, so I'm going to talk about this next story, if I can remember. Oh, there it is.
Yo, Jimmy Nails just sent a stream that says, hey, Winston, make sure mine goes to the Scripples.
All right, let me do that math real quick. So that's
215 over on the Streamlabs side. So just add it to whatever you have from the Cash App.
Okay, so we're just 95 away. Okay, cool. No, 85. Sorry, my math is off. 85. So this next one is pretty relatively easy. Episode 4 of Hawkeye happened, right? So Hawkeye is only 6 episodes, right? This one thing that everyone knew that was going to happen finally happened. That being Florence Pugh's Yelena Belova actually appearing in the episode.
Which, well, I also love, real quick, before you get to it, I love that they actually used her comic costume of when she's actually an assassin.
Yes.
I was like, that's dope as shit. She out here looking like a female Sam Fisher, my nigga. At first, I was like, is that? I would guess that that's we'll see what happens.
I knew who it was when she did, when she started whooping ass, when he said, when he was like, when she was like, if he was like, if Maya's in the house, who am I fighting? I was like, that's Yelena.
About it the minute she hit with the stinger, I was like,
once she hit the stinger, you knew who it was. So Florence Pugh, though, because again, to say, like, we all knew when she was coming, to save the surprise of when she arrived, she didn't post anything. Well, she tried to finally post to Instagram and she was unable, her post got taken down. She put up a story that said, I never thought me posting love about a show in which I appear on would get taken down, but here we are. Someone on here complained, so I've been blocked from posting my own appearance on the show that I'm very much in, beyond ridiculous. Being in Hawkeye is a privilege, and thank you to all who welcome me on set and off and all who are watching. Let me say this. I said Winston and I have been having this discussion through on various threads. Please, on Twitter.
Take the soapbox, bro.
Okay, we've been having this conversation on various threads on Twitter. She's allowed to post about a show she's in, especially when it's aired, it's been promoted, and she's in trailers. I don't give a fuck if you haven't seen it. That's not her responsibility. Once something airs, you don't have, there's no obligation to say, oh, well, I gotta wait till everybody sees this episode before I say something. No, she doesn't have to. I'm tired of motherfuckers on the internet whining. If you don't want to be spoiled, get the fuck off social media. Plain and simple. Stop going there. Well, everybody doesn't have a schedule where they can't do that. That's not their problem. It's just not. Don't give me that, oh, well, they should have respect for everybody. No, fuck you. If I do something, I'm happy I've done it. The episode I'm in airs, I'm going to post about it. For motherfuckers whining and crying and complaining and reporting her post, you full of shit. And so,
thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's the same thing, man. It fucking aired. If you really care that fucking much, specifically with the MCU, it's one thing for a movie where, like, tickets can sell out, going somewhere is difficult, all that kind of shit. But guess what? Fuck a streaming service. If your ass is a big fan of 911, and they have a situation where Angela Bassett's daughter on the show passes away, nigga, when that shit drops live, that's it. Bachelor, Bachelorette, when they let a nigga go, and that shit goes live, that's it. There's no, that, like, so all this random bullshit of like, I can't believe she showed a photo of herself of whatever, like, go fuck yourself. A movie is completely different. And even with a movie, my whole thing in that regard is like, once the movie is dropped, that's a whole thing. Now, when we were talking about certain shit, obviously we could have just like, whatever. That's a different conversation. But as far as her, who Florence, who is in the fucking fit, the show, she's in the show. You had a warning about it in the post-credit scene of Black Widow. She was in the fucking trailer for Hawkeye. Go fuck yourself, bro. Like, she genuinely just was out here being proud of her work. You bet your ass that if I'm fucking in a goddamn show, especially an MCU show, I'm being like, look at your boy out here. Look at him fucking playing the Blue Marvel.
The moment I get the green light, I'm going to tell you something. When I'm in this MC, when information and shit drops, I'm telling you now, I'm having photos and pictures scheduled to drop. My episode will drop. Nigga, my shit will be scheduled.
The minute the two of us be the ignorant niggas in Wakanda shit and like Wakanda Forever, some shit like that, nigga, you bet your ass the day the movie drops, we're out here being like, you see the blurs over there, nigga, trying to hold down the motherfucking border, out here trying to feed the rhinos. Be like, see, nigga, that's why you always get attacked by the rhinos. Because of your dumb ass. Like, the minute that shit happens, you bet your ass we're posting that fandoms, shit on release day.
Fandoms have gotten worse and worse as the years have gone by. Fandoms have gotten way too entitled and way too whiny. And look, there's a thing about loving what you, loving something you've grown up with or watching something you've read, watch something that you once read and it's now turned into film or TV shows, et cetera, et cetera. And that's fine. But acting as if you're entitled because I haven't seen it yet, so you shouldn't post this. Fuck you and your feelings. Tired of that shit. Fuck you and your feelings.
I just, that's the whole thing, man. I hate that literally it's gotten to this point where people have done literally nothing and folks are out here swinging on them. And not necessarily physically. Obviously, nobody tried to attack Florence Pugh because they would be in the ground. But, I mean, the fact that all she did, she was proud of the work she did. And she wanted to share that shit. And folks are trying to come for her. Like, go fuck yourself, bro. Like, if you care that much, do what everybody else does and watch that shit at midnight. And if you can't, then stay off of social media till you can watch it because you know what the shit is. Like, that's the thing. If your job requires you to be on social media, then motherfucker, you better fucking get a waterproof fucking shit like I have in my shower and watch fucking Hawkeye while you take a shower and brush your teeth, nigga. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Excuse me, what?
Oh, you didn't know this?
I'm listening to you go. I'm listening to you snap, and I'm like, what?
Hold on, hold on. I'm about to log into the motherfucking show right now. I'm gonna send my shit the link. I'm gonna show y'all niggas what I got in my motherfucking shower. That shit is fire. That shit fire, bitch. Go ahead and go to the next story while I do this shit.
Give me a second. I'm doing some math real quick. Give me a second. I'm gonna be right. So you talk.
That's fine. That's totally fine. So streamlabs.com/birdsandhood/tip. If you would like to tip us, if you would like to celebrate my birthday, whatever you're feeling, I appreciate it. You let me know what the deal is. But yeah, okay. It's gonna be
Okay.
You're good. All right. All
yeah,
right.
We're
good.
We're
go sick. Ahead and go to the next story.
All right. So we didn't put an asset in Infinite, but we're just gonna talk about it real quick. Travis Scott did a sit-down interview with Charlamagne Tha God. He finally addresses everything that goes on in the astral world situation. One of the things Travis Scott says, well, Charlamagne asked Travis Scott, who do you feel is responsible for everything that happened? And Travis Scott says, the professionals. Now, a lot of people are taking that to heart and saying, oh, he should feel he's responsible. But if you listen to what he's saying.
Some mucus buildup. All right. Hold the story for half a second. I'm here. I'm going to mute myself. Hold. Let me show you this shit.
Oh, this nigga put himself in the.
Yes, just hold on.
I got to take the overlay down. Okay, you lost. Okay.
No, it's good. Hold on. Look at this shit. Yeah, take the overlay down. Look, nigga. If you wonder, if you're like, I can't watch Hawkeye, bitch. Right here. It's a waterproof fucking like phone shower shit. You put that shit in, you can watch your shit while you shower, nigga. So figure your life out. All right.
This that's really what I happened have to say.
Figure your motherfucking life. It's my birthday. I do whatever the fuck I want, nigga. I don't give a shit. Okay, I'm gonna clip this off now because I'm back. Oh! Okay, we're gonna give it a second because it's gonna be a minute before y'all get here. I done fucked up. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to everybody. Yo, nigga, go and tweet right now that we done fucked up. I'm sorry. Okay, about 10 of y'all here right now. So as you can probably tell, I'm a little drunk and I may or may not have accidentally entered the stream. Look, all I feel like right now is...
I just want my baby.
I fucked up so hard, Jay. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Oh, y'all niggas never get to see me drunk, nigga, but this is the problem. It's the problem. My nutritionist got me, nigga, they got me eating salads and I went for a run, bitch. My metabolism on fucking flex, nigga. I got drunk off of 3 shots, bro.
This nigga literally ended the show.
Yo, y'all get a free meow for this. I fucked up. Y'all get a free meow because I done fucked up. That was my fault here. Meow. Shit happens, bro.
No, you will not use shit happens. No, that is the one thing you will not use right now. You will not use the statement, shit happens. Nigga, your drunk ass went and got on your phone to go show about your motherfucking holder in your bathroom, got back and was like, all right, y'all, I'm back, so I'm going to lead this bitch. And, I have been drunk on this show numerous times. I have been fucked up on this show. I have never ended the show.
Bro, I'm not. It wasn't on purpose.
No, fuck it. Since we here, go all the way out. Send this nigga over the deep end. Fuck it. Send this nigga off the deep end. Just we're here. Send this nigga off the deep end.
I still owe one anyway.
We both owe one. Fine. We both owe one. It can't get nowhere. Shut the fuck up. It can't get no better than that. The nigga accidentally ended our whole stream. So now it just looked really weird. Like we had over 100 some people, and niggas was like, well, I guess they're done. No. Fuck this.
Well, now that we got rid of the scrubs, because like the real niggas would have come back already, we could be real with these niggas. We could be really real. Can I be really real, son?
What if we had an executive that was finally watching on the day of your birthday? Was like, yo, I'm going to finally watch Blurred in the Hood. And they said everything these guys are saying.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
I've been hearing great things about Blurred in the Hood, and I'm watching all of a sudden, and I'm gone. Click.
We don't have the capacity.
Nigga, I wasn't.
Nigga, ready. I already got copyright claims from the other episode. I already got the copyright claim emails.
Yo, tell me this is not the funniest episode of Blurreds of all time off some stupid shit, bro. Off some stupid shit, bro.
Nigga, what? They found out Winston and Jay were trying to buy him. Happy birthday anyway, like.
Oh my God, nigga. Like,
nigga, check your Cash App and Venmo. Just.
Nigga, what was the next story?
I was talking serious, but ain't no point in talking serious no more.
Nigga, what more do you want from me? Oh my God.
Kanye and Drake are doing the free Larry Hoover benefit tonight. They're trying to get Larry Hoover out of jail. Freedom man. Larry Hoover was former leader of the Gangsta Disciples. This nigga served about 9,000 years.
9,000?
This nigga sentenced to 9,000 years. He's currently serving 6 life sentences after being found guilty in 1997 on multiple charges, including murder, extortion, and money laundering. They're trying to get him out as support for prison and sentencing reform. So he's been in prison as of 24 years as of right now. So they're trying to get out, you know, being a reform person, blah, 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 blah. They actually have said that Larry Hoover being out could help street gang shit. But here's the biggest thing. I can't even focus because this drunk nigga ended the stream.
Why are you still focused on this? Look at the fucking run sheet. You see what I had to mark for the fucking Drake shit now? Look at the fucking time code, nigga.
25.
I am touched. I am touched by just...
You goddamn right you were touched. You touched like a motherfucker right now, old special ass nigga. This nigga ended... Nigga, there's a thing that says you can leave, but it says end broadcast, and this nigga literally hit it.
It's like, because it was on the phone, because on the fucking computer, they're on opposite areas. Here's the problem. Phone, they're in the same the area.
He hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, he hit it and had to confirm to go yes.
No, you didn't. On the phone, you don't. And that was the problem, because did you not hear me go, oh no, as soon as I fucking hit it, I realized I hit the wrong button, nigga. As soon as I hit it, I said, oh no. Like, oh man.
Nigga, take your fourth shot and just shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. You know, if that so happens, yo, $65 more dollars.
Yo, Chris Taylor, Winston said he hit it and quit it.
And if somebody sends $65, nigga, it's over. Because you take another.
That's the funny thing is people are like right now. Someone just said, "Take the L." I took the L. I fucked up. The same way I said it about Juicy. I'll say it right now. I fucked up. I hit the wrong motherfucking button and I ruined the whole stream. But y'all niggas will come back because you know why? The neighborhood is dope than a motherfucker. I love each and every one of you. We'll be fine.
Jamaican, who knew something that could top James January 6th?
Nigga, that's why you should be happy. You should be happy that I topped your muted rant, bro. I topped it. I fucking topped it. Yo, Dwayne, well, tomorrow's going to be interesting. I'll tell you right now, here's genuinely the problem.
No, here's what's going to happen, Dwayne. I'm talking about this nigga the whole drive. I'm just going to disrespect this nigga.
Wow. You really, on my birthday. You can do it Saturday, nigga. You going to do it on my physical birthday? Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I will say this shit right now. Again, based off of what I'm eating for my nutritionist trying to get me right, and I fucking went for a run, so my metabolism is amped the fuck up. It's light as shit, nigga. It was a salad with salmon, nigga. That ain't patch your stomach.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
Nigga, so that's the thing, and that's a good point. Was it the stream like Ricky from Boys in the Hood? Yo, me and Wade said it though. That muted rant was funny 2 months later, bro. So, yo, cheers, my nigga. Oh,
and
shit.
I kept the episode up. Now it's two parts. Yeah. Niggas gonna be like, wait, what?
Why are there two episodes? This is going down in Blurred's history. Let's be real, bro.
People gonna be out like, why is it two episodes? All we can tell them is,
look at this graph.
Right here is where this nigga clicked in broadcast.
Oh my God, bro. It's all good. It's all good. If anything, man, if we get to 100 people watching again, I will give you another meow. I gave you one already for the likes that we didn't get. If we get 3 more niggas to watch the show, since I fucked up.
Please get them.
I have to keep the title. Oops. If we get 2 more niggas to watch the show, I will play you another meow for my fuck up. This is literally some. You know how sometimes you have parents that can't admit that they're wrong. They just do to fuck you, nigga. But I, the same way I said earlier, as a man, I could. Why do we lose 2 people? Why do we need 4 niggas now?
Because niggas, you can't tell niggas we need more niggas to leave. Niggas like, I bet you need more now. Niggas is leaving. Niggas like, bye. See.
If we get back up to 100 motherfuckers, I will give you an extra meow because that was my fuck up. That was my shitty fuck up. And also, I'm so excited, man. I'm going to tell you now. We never tell you.
Everybody!
All right, well, you also earned this, so...
Well, this is the day to choose. By.
We got our promo code. Look, the same way we said y'all niggas was on meow credit, I now, as the lender, I done fucked up. We balanced the books. Y'all earn an extra motherfucker. So shit, nigga, we got another. So we owe, what, 2 more shots or 1 more shot?
One. And if that one comes in, then another.
All right. There we go.
But I took my shot.
All right, I'm going to take it right now. Here we go. Oh, shit. Ooh. Okay, we good. All right.
Charlamagne sat down with Travis Scott. Travis Scott said the main responsibility should follow mostly the professionals in which are hired, by as far as promoters, security, things like that. People have said that they were upset he did not take direct responsibility. He said, when he is on stage performing, it is very difficult to hear everything that's going on. I told Winston and I discussed this last time we burned up initially, and we would talk privately, that people are saying, well, how can you not hear people screaming? You can hear it on the videos. Yeah, because it's by the people recording.
Very true. I agree. It's one of those situations where I would say this. This is the only thing that I would say that I wish Travis had done. While the main responsibility is not on him, because, again, maybe he really couldn't hear folks doing shit like that. I only partially believe him, A, because you can see the ambulances. Like, because
those, literally they're there, but they're just...
Can I please all good. You had Boothang. He's with what, Kylie or Kendall? I never remember. He's with Kylie?
Is it the Pepsi one or not Pepsi?
I don't know. He's with one of the Jenner girls, and that she's over here taking a photo from backstage. So she's not, it's not like she's off way off in a balcony or some shit. She's on the same level as him. Be like, look at baby go, showing multiple ambulances. You can see the lights and shit, right? So that's the first thing. But the second thing, to be honest with you, even if he's like, because at the end of the day, is he out here stomping nobody or none of that shit? No, he's not. My concern is just from the standpoint of, could I have known what was going on and stopped them? Maybe not. But it was my show. So at the end of the day, if we didn't get the right security, if we didn't have the people, it's that level of, if you're the president, if you're the head coach, if you're the quarterback, even if it was not your fault that the interception happened, you still fucking own your shit. That's my problem. That is my only problem with his statement. You see what I'm saying?
I get that. I do. I get that. I guess for me, it's, again, the lights in the crowd and blah, blah, blah. You can have those being lights there again. As a performer, when you're in a moment like that, those lights are there to let people know ambulances are here. Sure. We don't know that in that moment, if you're on that massive of a stage and you're performing, again, people forget about the monitors in the front. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
People forget about people talk about the speakers you hear, but the monitors that the artists hear so they can hear themselves.
Right.
But again, it's just, it's a different way. I know everybody just wants him to say, yes, I'm at fault, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, yeah, the fault, the blame goes around to a lot of people. Again, the artist is one thing. When you reach out to the production company and they hire securities, et cetera, that's another. So again, to say, yeah.
Well, Christian brings up a good point. It's worth comparing his reaction and refusal to take responsibility to Ariana Grande and Amy Schumer, who both experienced shootings at their shows, concert and the train wreck screening. And they were like, it wasn't their fault either, but they actually showed some sympathy to the situation. That was the problem. Instead of the same way, Danielle says it too, it's his festival, just like the Fyre Festival dudes. So mind you, if he didn't know and he couldn't hear and he couldn't see it, I will still give him that credit. But there is a level of saying, I couldn't have done anything because I couldn't have seen it, but this is my astral world. And I didn't hire the right folks to handle this shit. I didn't whatever. There's a level of still taking responsibility as the quarterback, as the head coach, that I am just, that's where I'm upset. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And also, again, I'm not making excuses, but when you, like I said this when the initial thing we talked about it on the show, when you have the track record, we talked about the track record of his shows getting wild and shit like that.
Right, right.
He has the track record, but when you have the track record of getting wild, it's like, yo, this is just a normal Travis Scott concert. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In that mindset, it's like, this is just a normal concert to me.
Yeah, that's another problem. Why is it that that's your mindset, that your concert has that kind of wilding the fuck out? You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit of a problem.
But again, there are, like, artists have concerts all the time where people just get wild. And again, that energy, they live off of it. I understand, and I understand sometimes it gets reckless and raucous, and that's not anybody's fault who attends the show, right? Like, that's not people who attend the show.
Did your microphone get cut? Say something.
I'm here. I had a...
It cut for a second.
Yeah. I'm keeping track of everything.
Okay. I'm just asking because...
I got it. I got it. Don't do that. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Okay. It's like, at this point, if another 20 happened, I got it. Trust me. So, because we still owe one. So I'm waiting on you.
How are we doing right now?
By the way, but again, like I was saying, the blame falls on so many people, right? So many. And that all of them are at a professional level. Security for not being amped up. Houston police for not being like, yo, this shit is not right. Because if you feel like this is going to be a detriment, you have to show more of a force. Again, the buck stops with Travis Scott because it's his festival, his performance. Absolutely. I get that part. The buck's going to stop there. But Live Nation as a promotion. Again, there is a level to be respected of saying, hey, I will take care of all these arrangements. Look, because he doesn't have to. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. But I think that's the biggest thing. I need for him, honestly, to just... I think that would have alleviated a lot of people if he had just been like, I fucked up, like I said, that I didn't hire the right folks to handle this. Because that was something that has been said since this dropped of like, hey, the right staff was not on board to handle this situation. Right. Something about like part of the deaths, like their code word was Smurf and shit, and they weren't using that properly when shit was going down. Because that would also put us...
Any festival security, let's just be real. Let's just be 100%. No matter what festival it is not all top of the line security. It is not majority...
With 50,000 people, you need to have top of the line. That's a problem.
But that's the thing, you're not going to be able to afford 50,000 top of the line. You're going to get those people who just want to have that job for the moment. Just like what we see in Lala, et cetera, et cetera. But look, we will hold any of these other stories we got for next week. Let's read these Streamlabs because thanks to somebody cutting off the fucking show, we got to do that. So here, let me take care of this shit. Here we go.
I'm not letting you read shit.
No, it'll be funny as shit.
Hold on, it'll be super fucking funny. All right, here we go. The first one comes from Brian Lawson, who says, I perfectly understand if you don't agree with other black people's points of view, but are the Coons, Captain Kangaroos, Uncle Toms, and other BS necessary? We are the only group of people that do this to each other. Y'all don't see a problem. I'm going to tell you this, Brian Lawson. Real talk. That's not true at all. You know the whole fresh off the boat situation, which I guess is now more okay because it became a fucking TV show? Asian folks used to say that shit to each other all
Twinkies.
The time.
Twinkies. Irish were called the niggers of white people.
Mm-hmm. You have Latin people that do that shit all the time. So mm-hmm. No, it is not unique to black folk. We do the same. Every group does that to each other. Period. So I get it, but like I don't think that directly applies. To be honest with you, because that's the thing. Every group is looking for solidarity. And when they see that shit not happen, you know what I'm saying? They will go at each other, as understandably so. You shouldn't be cannibalizing each other. So,
well, let me say this real quick, and we'll move on. Coons have always been a downfall of black people in our society when we have tried to have things elevate. And I'll go back to slavery days. That's where you get the house nigga, field nigga. House niggas will always, you know, make it. They would make the field niggas worse, and they would rat out the field niggas if the field niggas were trying to escape because mm-hmm. they love their master that much. Those Coons are like that, and they're still like that to this day. Mm-hmm. To this day.
But that's my biggest thing more than anything. I look at fucking Clarence Thomas. Like, real talk? Yes, I'm going to call him out on being the worst thing that has potentially happened to black people in that regard, because you're thinking, great, we have a black person on the Supreme Court. Obviously, he's going to worry about the law, but he's going to look out for people that look like him. But guess what he did? The exact fucking opposite. And he needs to be mm-hmm. called out for that shit. The same way that I appreciate the number of white women that call out the white women that are fucking problematic to them. The number of white women that go, I am not a part of that fucking ilk that have decided to.
Oh, nigga, nigga. There's this white bitch named Jennifer Gable. She's a comic, right?
I saw it. She's the fucking worst.
Nigga.
Dude, did you see her breakdown of, I'm bisexual, so here's the fucking groups that I fuck in this order.
But that's what made everybody go in on the ass. And I was like, yo, somebody showed it to me. And I was like, oh, you mean the bitch that called the fire marshal on the roast battle because she was embarrassed. And she's the reason that the roast battle ain't packed. Like, I mean, granted, after COVID, it shouldn't be packed. But before COVID, the belly room used to be packed for roast battle. She got mad and called the fucking fire marshal because she got embarrassed. Yes, she called the fire marshal on.
dude, fucking, if you're soft, get out of comedy. But like, here's some other shit that I was going to say. So LaGaultland saying, oh, dude, other women hate other women. It's vicious out here. And Jimmy Nails says right here, it's not true at all. Trans and gay people have that shit too. Ask any trans person what we think about. What's her fact, Jenner? I'm blanking on the first name. Or gay people about Mayor Pete. So that's the thing. It is not a black thing only. Every group that is marginalized, there's always going to be someone that if they think they have an in and they can end their suffering, a lot power, you know, the whole phrase power corrupts and absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. There are 1,000% people that have gotten out of the misogyny affecting them, the homophobia affecting them, the racism affecting them, and they are willing to sell their people out so that they don't have to suffer. So,
nigga, I tweeted, shout out to my homie Adam Hunter, who just like, I was like, this bitch Jennifer Gable about a half a post away. I said, she a half a second away from making some long ass diatribe talking about some, I'm being persecuted and I'm moving to Austin because they're persecuting white women. Like, just anyways, let's keep this thing moving, bro. Let's read.
Yeah,
this.
Next one. Adalberto Rios, happy birthday, Winston. Thank you very much. Jay, gonna miss you at C2E2.
Yeah, I could have went this weekend back home to Chicago.
Thank you for choosing me over an expo that happens every year. I genuinely appreciate that. I won't ask you to do that again because most of my birthday parties would be more low key. But it's the only reason I'm doing this specific Vegas thing, to be honest with you. It's just because I normally go once to twice a year. I haven't been in 2 years. It seemed like the perfect time to go and to really have fun with homies. So I'm down with
that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm hoping. I'm 5 shots in. So what I say, I might mean, I might not. I'm just hoping. I'm hoping to lick somebody's inner thigh.
There you go. Hill Nellum says, dropping this to say it was great meeting you guys this past weekend. Happy birthday, Winston. Y'all stay up. Thank you.
Dude, it was such an honor to meet Hill Nellum. Like, there were a lot of y'all. We've said it, and I saw Alex and her guy on Twitter. I saw the DM they sent us. It was so many of you all so nice to meet in person who we see through the neighborhood, who always drop us love in the Streamlabs and things like that, who supported what the two of us do. Look. When I say this, take no disrespect to it. The Schmodown is one thing. But what him and I have built with this, and for people to ride along with this the way we have built this, you all didn't have to. Let's just be real. You didn't have to. And again, the Schmodown is always going to be a thing.
Of course. But
for people who've been, you know, like, yo, and tell us what we mean to them.
That was cool. That was so cool, man. Meeting that couple, meeting Hill, like there was a number of folks that came over.
Hell no, Jimmy. Like, I'm trying to have somebody come in my face. I'm trying to have a woman come in my face. But again, this
nigga,
is a
shot five. Who isn't trying to have a woman come on their face? Like, just, man, this fucking, is,
bro, I'm just saying, I'm drinking.
Sit on that, literally sit on that shit like a Southwest flight and just fucking.
But it's like my joke. Like, I have a joke that says, fellas, you ever had your girl sit on your face, ride your face, and you had to tell her to chill out because she get wild and you on your last pair of contacts? Like, she get wild and you fuck around.
I hate you so much. It's a great,
like, she be like this. You be like, bitch, hey,
I wish, nigga.
You like, you tapping her thigh. And she like, yeah, you want me to go more. You like, no, bitch, it's either your orgasm or AccuView. One of the two.
Like, you be like, yo, nigga, literally the last little bit of that shit is like, no. I need, these are only supposed to be month-long contacts. I need these bitches to last 2 more months.
I'm glad I'm doing a good job and you're enjoying, but can you stop? Anyway. But the again, next one, go ahead.
The next one, Adalberto Rios just says, drank, helping to get to that shot that we got. Appreciate you. Eric Kirby says, who was the better white boy band in the 90s / 2000s? NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
They are Black Jesus. The fuck?
I go Backstreet Boys all day. Jay want her to strap it in like it's Spirit Flight.
Oh,
yo, I genuinely wish I had a live stream to the... Y'all should live stream the two of y'all niggas driving to Vegas. That would be the greatest live stream of all time.
You'll lose the signal coming to 15. Anyway, keep going.
The next one said... So answer the question. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
You are totally wrong. It's Backstreet Boys. The next one from Kirsty. Thank you so much for the donation.
Only reason I picked NSYNC, NSYNC gave me Justin Timberlake. That's the only reason. NSYNC gave me Justin Timberlake. That's the only reason I pick NSYNC.
We would have got Justin Timberlake regardless because of the fucking.
I doubt it. Nigga. I doubt we'd have got Justin as hard as we'd have got Justin without NSYNC.
I, You got Brittany and Christina. It would have happened, but you're incorrect. That's Backstreet Boys. So, so let's see. Jimmy first says, and we heard this one earlier, 30 degrees is cold. That's cute. Happy birthday, Winston. 23, right? Appreciate that. I would love to. I got a question for you.
42 years old.
Shut your bitch ass up. But if I was, don't I look good, though?
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm tired of this disrespect and his aggressiveness. This light-skinned rage is just not going to be a thing today.
I'm sorry the darkness doesn't age as well. My other question is, though, to that point, sir, what age would you like to be permanently? If you could make your body say a particular age, what would it be?
Ooh.
For me, 27. You're wise enough that you're not going to do some stupid 31. Shit.
31. That's because of that. Because
that's
before, of that.
But that's, but see, 27 is that spot where you finally get that threshold of wisdom, but also your body ain't making noises it's not supposed to make. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, nigga. I can tell you a couple times, nigga, that stood about the bed like, oh God, come on, Jesus.
The next one from Jimmy Dale says, hey, Winston, make sure that this $5 goes to the Scrippers. I promise it will. Wee Man Wade says, Clayton English been the best surprise appearance of the Hawkeye season.
He's Grills. He's the black dude from the Lawyers. Got it.
Okay, I was like, I don't know who that is.
So Clayton's one of my buddies. And when I saw, because I saw the screeners a couple of weeks before the show aired. So as soon as I texted, I said, nigga, what? He was like, what you talking about? I say, nigga, you in Hawkeye? I say, that's what's up. He was like, hey. You know, niggas be like, hey. I'm not finna say shit, but I was like, yo, I'm happy for my peoples. Like, Tiana being Monica Rambeau. Clayton being fucking Grills in Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. Like, seeing people I know and I've worked with and I've been cool and I'm cool with personally in these projects. Nigga. Nigga,
you know the best show, and I'm gonna take it a step further from Quindle and McDowell says, how fucking dope would it be to have all of the auxiliary characters in a fucking like ensemble?
I think everybody's show. Yeah, somebody's been
a
saying
Jimmy, a Darcy, a Grills, a fucking
Luis, a Ned.
Put them all in a fucking show together or a movie. How dope would that shit be?
Hey, Connor, fuck you, buddy. Hey, fuck you, buddy. Connor, fuck you, buddy.
The next one's from Fredtastic 314 says, love Roxy making a visit. Happy birthday, Winston. Appreciate that.
Love Delisha, you, Roxy.
Renee. Delisha Renee says, bums me out. I can't make the live shows, but happy birthday, Winston. Love you both. Appreciate you.
Real quick. So let's just say it on here. Uh-huh. Let's just say it on here. Tentative. Uh-huh. So we're talking to a guy. We have put it out on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter. So I say Facebook too. We'll probably put it on there. We're doing a live Blurbs in LA. Here's what we're going to let you know. We're giving you enough time to plan everything. Want to know why? Juneteenth weekend, 2022.
Yes, man.
So
yes,
in LA. Sir. So we're working on a VIP package potentially with our promoter, producer to help where you can get a hotel stay thing. We're trying to figure all that out, all the logistics. But just plan for Juneteenth weekend, 2022 in LA, a live Blurbs in the Hood.
Yep. Absolutely. I'm here for it. Wee Man Wade says, oh shit, it's Winston/Alex's B-Day. Take a shot, bitch. Thank you for that. Spidey Sensei, just with the donation. Appreciate you as well. So with all that, like Jay said, we'll get to these.
But those are all of those. Hold on, let me get to the Cash Apps.
Yeah, do that.
So these are all the ones in the Cash Apps. Mind Your Business said, I think I got for a drink twice from you and said pour up.
I got $2 from Mind Your Business as well.
Okay, says from Guppy 315 for Will, and you know what that was. From Danielle Joyner, and I was hoping you sent us. She says, for enjoy Vegas and get some puss. Love you guys.
Hey, man. All right, do the quick maths.
Hold on. Making sure we got everything. I'm making sure I got everything. I want to make sure I gave everybody their love and responses on these. I want to make sure I did everything I needed to do because I want to make sure I acknowledge everyone. God damn it. I accidentally scrolled to the bottom. I don't know how the fuck I did that. All right, here we go. Yeah, whatever. All right, we good.
I just messaged you, so just figure that out because it looks like
Let me see.
Blah, 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 but while blah. You do that, y'all know what time it is. It's time for the Ode to Karens.
And now, an Ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurbs in the Hood.
Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
This happened at a Sears. You got the message. Hold on, let me see that. Boom, boom. Let me send this to you.
Are you sure? That's yes, what I'm confused.
Yes.
Okay, I believe you.
We're 20 away for another. Let's just say that. All right, let me go into that because I was in the private chat with you. We need Jay to relax, but if he gets some 45, we need Jay to relax. We need 45 out of pussy, he might get a rash.
Here's the Karen. Here's the Karen.
Don't laugh at me, goddammit. Don't you laugh at me.
Give me my money back.
Yes, you are.
You can quit for
me.
It goes to your debit card directly. It won't let us.
Yeah, and it's already out of my account, and I can show you that you've already taken my money. So you need to give me my cash. And if I end up on YouTube, I will personally sue your ass.
I'm just documenting it.
Get put it back and give me my fucking receipt, bitch.
I'm not laughing, ma'am.
Yes, you are. You want me to show you on my phone that you are?
Please.
That you are what?
Laughing.
If we end up on YouTube, I will sue you.
I'm not putting it on YouTube.
No,
I'm documenting.
If it ends up on Facebook,
it's gonna end up.
It will not go to
Facebook. I will sue you.
All right. That is perfectly fine.
Yeah, because you can't record if you don't want to be recorded. No. And let me tell you, my attorney, I love you. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not.
I hope everyone gets your fucking job.
Okay.
Y'all need to.
Okay.
And I'm calling Sears, too.
Okay.
What's your point? You need to shut your damn mouth and stay out of it. I had kids too. Should get you another job, a better job than being clerk at ten dollars an hour.
You're screaming at her my ear.
I'm sorry.
Did you get your money?
Bye. You can quit recording me before I knock it out of your fucking.
Trifecto Karens, ladies and gentlemen.
I've actually seen that before. That's a very old, that's like years old. I remember this shit. That's why they said Facebook. That's why they said Facebook and YouTube and not like TikTok or.
I mean, that's still Here's the thing though. Let's just be real. There are still people in areas who be like, don't put it on Facebook.
I know that. I mean, I remember this video of a grandmother, mother, and fucking daughter. And then a granddaughter, all at sea. I remember that shit. That's an old video, but I fucking love it. I fucking love it because they're so ignorant and stupid, bro.
Here's the thing. Okay, I was looking for one. I probably couldn't find one. I didn't find one that was up to quality.
That was the other thing. Sears is out of business, my nigga. That's the real key right there. I remember when this video went viral the first time.
Touché.
Yo, but nigga, the epitome of KKK, Karen, nigga.
Woo, bro. Wait, hold on.
Am I seeing this correctly? Am I looking at this right? So Jimmy Nail sent in another one. It says, wait, you know the actress who plays Monica Rambeau? Could you put a good N-word for me, bro? God damn. So I know TT, we worked on Chirac together. She played Lysistrata. She played Lysistrata in Chirac. So I remember when somebody, like Tiana was just super cool people. And like I was always like people were like, yo, she's in Mad Men, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, Tiana's super cool. Now it was Lala when I was like, nigga. Cause like Lala's the shit. Michelle Michinor, Michelle, who is now she was in Lethal Weapon. She's now in First Wives Club. Michelle and I, we click so hard. Like, she's been like a sister to me. And so Saronis Jackson. Saronis plays Dro. He played Dro on Insecure. And
Saronis, you know, everyone. Like, everyone, nigga. There's a couple things real quick before you go on that. I know everybody. They're going to start, like, I agree that Chris Taylor says it. It ain't going to be 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's going to be 6 degrees of Jay Washington. It's going to be the new fucking game. So,
Real easy.
It's a couple things. Real quick. First of all, we are genuinely, Jay, we are 10 likes away from another natural meow after I done fucked up the show.
I want to see if they get it. I want to see if they do it. I want to see if these niggas do it.
Likes away from another just pure meow on its own. And I will happily play that shit for y'all, man. But yeah, since I got to go do this other thing in just a minute, we're going to start to wind this motherfucker down, man, since you know everybody is what it is. Look, that's the thing. Karens aren't born, they're created. Nigga knows.
We been always says.
How a nigga with them shoulders, with them connects, can't miss it out on puss.
I shouldn't have highlighted that one.
With connects and shoulders like that, he has a point, bro. Oh my God, Jay, they did it. They did it all. I gave them one for free and they did it on their own. Look at this shit.
I'll say this when we get up out of here. It is amazing the things I've been able to accomplish, the people I've been able to meet, right? Things that the projects I've worked on, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I've never been one to try to use who I know to get something or do something. I want my own talent and my own merits to stand for that. I tell everybody all day, every day, I could have put a bug in Mark Guggenheim's ear directly to go do Legends or any of that shit. Like, again, it would cost so much money for CW to send me up because they got to pay all this. They got to pay so many visas and so many fees because they have to have, there's a rule for Canada. Every SAG promotion production from America has to have 80% actual Canadians. But I've never wanted to do that. So I've been blessed to be connected with people. Like I said, I work with the legends.
That's actually why I ended up not doing Charmed when Zoe's working on the show for the same reason.
And just it's like,
yeah, you know, so.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, but when it comes to Chicago, yo, any Chicago, a lot of the comics you saw on fucking Southside, a lot of people from Southside, a lot of people you see on TV from Chicago, I know those are people I came up with in comedy, I've acted with, I've hung with. Those are my peoples. I love them to death.
Okay. All that being said, we got to get out of here. So much love to each and everybody. What were we on? Well, a Cash App came in from Matt Thomas. It says, happy birthday, big bro. Was great to hang on Saturday.
What did
you continue? Huh?
What is it? How much is it sitting in the private?
$1.
Okay, so that means we're...
He texted me. He was like, nigga, payday is next week. I can't... I'm sorry. This all
that sounds like some Matt shit. Let me tell you something. I met this nigga in person for the first time again.
Stop.
Matt,
stop.
No. Met Matt Thomas in person. Cool dude, right? Sweetheart of a nigga. This nigga tried to get me to wear... Sweetheart of a nigga. The nigga tried to get me to wear a button to some white guy I don't even know. I'm not wearing this shit. This nigga, I'm telling you, he's like, hey man, wear the button. Nigga, I don't know this nigga. He's like, come on, man, wear the button. Man, fuck that nigga. He's like, don't say that out loud.
All right, look, we got to get the fuck out of here. You know where to find Jay, at Mr. Jay Washington. You see it right below him, Jay Washington 80.
This nigga just wants to get to the post credits so bad. That's what it is.
I mean, I do, but I also have to do another show in 6 minutes, 5 minutes now, nigga. So that's, sure, I'm just trying to be respectful.
You do realize they've been in our show.
I know, but not anymore. You see how they're not here anymore? He hasn't said anything for a minute. I don't want to be fucking rude. That's all. I just don't want to be rude.
The nigga understands your drunk ass ended our show early.
I'm sure he's aware of that. But also, we've gone for 90 minutes total by the time this is all said and done. So and it's nigga, fine.
Bro, first of all, what's wrong with black men saying, yo, we went for 90 minutes, ladies? Like, ain't nothing wrong with saying that? We went for 90 minutes.
So with that dollar, how much were we off for one last shot? 17, 18?
With that dollar, we were off all of $15.
Okay, we're $15 away from One Last Shot. If you want to do it between now and then, you know where to find me, at the Swaggy Blurred, wherever Swaggy Blurreds are sold. We appreciate each and every one of you. Those asking what show, I'll be on Flickin' the Reel. Check it out on YouTube. You can Google it. I'll be there. We're talking episode 4 of Hawkeye. Other than that, you'll see me next week, obviously, here. You'll see me also on the Spider-Man No Way Home review for The Big Thing. But that's pretty much everything. So we got much love for y'all. We never tell
Hold
you
to stay on. Hold on. Came in through the Young Cash app.
All right, you bitches. I love y'all. I poured it because I figured you would do it. I believe in you. I fucking believe in you. All right, so much love.
Dwayne, you have my address. Just call me in the morning, Nick. I'm going to be asleep.
So much love to each and every one of you, man. We will see y'all next motherfucking Tuesday. But come
we going to Vegas, bitch.
We'll see y'all flicking the reel. Bye. Oh, I never tell you to watch the post credit, but you should watch the post credit.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
我。